14-year-old Gen Z consumer Nadia Zemain is in the majority of under-21-year-olds who prefer to visit bricks-and-mortar shops rather than online stores.
Online, it's easier, but with online, you're scared about, like, if you didn't get the right size, and when it comes in, you have the whole issue of returning it. But with in-store, you know, you can try it on and you can see if the clothing fits and you can see how it just looks on you, and it's just better that way.
More than half of Generation Z consumers prefer to do their shopping this way rather than online, according to a newly released Commonwealth Bank report. Despite growing up during the online shopping boom, this generation has a stronger preference for physical retail stores than even their Generation X and Y counterparts that preceded them. Dr. Mikhail Carrington has a PhD in marketing and says so-called omni-channel retailing is the future of retail.
Omni-channel offer is one where you're across a lot of different retail channels. So it's digital, it's mobile, it's online, but it's also pop-up stores, perhaps really big department stores to mid-sized stores. You've got all of those within your portfolio, but you take the extra step with omnichannel retailing to make sure they're all integrated in together.
People aged 22 to 35 still make up the highest proportion of online shoppers, but future online growth is expected to be driven by older generations. People aged 70 and over are predicted to be the fastest growing market in the year ahead. 76-year-old shopper Winston McLeod uses both real and virtual retail worlds.
Books, wine, things that I don't have to try on mainly. If it's something that needs to be fitted, I'll go to the bricks and mortar place.
Dr. Carrington says this trend is gradually becoming increasingly common.
Older generations perhaps have, again, taken a little bit longer to trust those technologies and digital technologies with their credit card details and their shopping details and trusting them.
She also says the convenience of online shopping becomes a big draw card for older shoppers.
Perhaps once you're getting to that 70, 80 age, you can start to see how shopping online and having things delivered to home rather than having to get in your car or get on the bus and go out to the store can be far more convenient.
Then there are those who make the best of both retail worlds. The study found one in four shoppers employs the tactic of trying on in store, then buying online. But superior service is the key to attracting customers, according to the Australian Retailers Association. Its spokesman, Russell Zimmerman, says this trend is nothing new.
When a customer comes in, they give them awesome service, so they feel that they should buy from the retailer. But let's be honest about it, people walking through shops, trying things on, checking them out, and then going to another shop have been happening for hundreds and hundreds of years. So it's no different, it's just a different way of shopping where you go into store and then maybe eventually buy online.